Storybox presents Clara's Super Potions, a story written by Colombe Linotte and illustrated by Amélie Dufour. Clara lived in Maxiville, a large town full of all sorts of people. Some were big, some were small, some had fair hair, some had dark hair, and some had grey hair. They walked, they cycled, or they went by car. They laughed, they grumbled, and some of them were bored. One day on her way to school, Clara saw an old man sitting on a bench.
"Poor thing, he looks sad," thought Clara. "Maybe he is bored."
As Clara walked past him, she smiled. The man lifted his hat and smiled back. During school, Clara couldn't stop thinking about the old man on the bench. When Clara got home from school, she went to the kitchen to have a snack. On the table, her mum had left out all the things she needed to make jam. A saucepan, a sieve, a ladle, some jars, some sugar, and some spices. When Clara saw all those things, she suddenly had an idea.
"I know! I can invent a super extra strong potion that will stop people from getting bored. It will make them want to jump around and laugh. And I will give some to the old man. I had better get to work," said Clara.
Clara opened all the cupboards and all the drawers in the kitchen. She filled her school bag to the top with lots of ingredients and ran to her room.
"This is my secret laboratory," said Clara, closing the door. "Super potion making in progress. Please do not disturb."
Clara put on her swimming goggles and a clothes peg on her nose. She couldn't wait to make her super anti-boredom potion. She mixed together a large cup of mustard, some lemon, a crushed chili, a teaspoon of black coffee, some onion puree, 3 pinches of pepper, and a large radish to make it look nice. Clara said to her soft toys,
"Ladies and gentlemen, the potion is ready. Who wants to try it?"
Clara tasted her potion on the tip of her tongue.
"Yuck, yuck, yuck! Nobody will want to eat this."
She was disappointed.
"My super potion is super rubbish."
Clara did not give up. She tried to think of another idea for a super potion, but she could not concentrate as her neighbour was making too much noise.
"What's going on?" wondered Clara.
She tiptoed out to the landing. The neighbour was outside her front door. She was carrying several bags and she was cross. Clara heard her mutter,
"Why is this silly key not opening the door? And the lift is out of order again. And also my shoes got all wet in the rain."
In the end, the key turned and the door opened. The neighbour hurried inside. Clara returned to her room feeling sorry for her grumpy neighbour. What could she do to help her?
"I know. I'll invent a super potion that will stop people from being grumpy," thought Clara. "Easy peasy. I will mix together all the yummiest food in the world in a super strong potion. Let's see now."
Clara took a bottle full of lemonade and added chocolate sauce, crushed crisps, a spoonful of jam, some biscuit crumbs, and plenty of mint cordial.
"It's nice and green,"
said Clara, shaking the bottle hard to mix it all up. But she shook it so hard that the bottle of lemonade turned into a fountain of froth, and it spilled all over her bedroom carpet. Disaster!
Uh-oh, Mum and Dad will not be happy. Quick, I need a super cleaning potion to put this right.
Clara fetched a large bowl and all the soaps in the house. She crushed them up, then added water, a whole bottle of peach shampoo, and all the washing up liquid in the kitchen.
Mmm, my super cleaning potion smells super good, said Clara, stirring the mixture.
Clara used a brush to scrub the marks on the carpet. She scrubbed so hard that, wow, a bubble began to grow bigger and bigger. It was rainbow-coloured, and it smelled of peach. The incredible bubble grew and grew. Soon it was bigger than Clara. It floated out of her bedroom window and up into the sky. Dozens of other giant multicoloured bubbles were flying over the buildings in Maxieville. It was an incredible sight. Clara watched from her window in amazement. And she was not the only one. She could see the old man in the distance, standing up and clapping. There were people all around him, laughing with him. Clara looked across at her neighbour on her balcony. She had stopped grumbling and was watching the huge bubbles and smiling. Clara was proud of herself. She said to her soft toys,
"Ladies and gentlemen, may I present my super anti-boredom and anti-grumpy potion? It's a super potion that makes people happy. Who wants to try some?"
The end.